Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
It's Chicago's afternoon news here on 720 WGNR. We'll be focusing on the House today in Springfield as they take up that big energy bill. But let's visit the Senate side right now. State Senator Steve Stadelman, a Democrat from Rockford, joins us after a successful bill signed by Governor Pritzker earlier this summer. Senator, welcome.
Hi, Steve. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. So you pushed through this idea of having a local journalism task force. Tell me why you think we need this.
Well, I was a TV anchor and reporter in Rockford for almost 25 years. I've been a state senator for 10 years now, so I guess you could say the legislation is the result of these two careers intersecting. I've seen journalism from both sides. I just think there needs to be a discussion on the future of local news and how that impacts local government.
And, I mean, it comes at a particular time when local, I think the reference you make is a local news desert. We talk often about food deserts here, but you say there are increasing number of local news deserts around, which is kind of hard to fathom when you consider all the news outlets that there are to choose from. Explain for me the idea of a local news desert.
Well, I think people who've been in journalism or follow it know that the business model for many media organizations, especially newspapers, in rural areas just hasn't worked. And I think in the past 15 years or so, more than 2,000 newspapers around the country have closed. And in these rural areas especially, it can be difficult to find local news and information on issues that are important to a community. And you have no reporters covering local city council or school board meetings. That's not good for democracy. People won't have the information they need to make decisions when they vote and hold public officials accountable. I just think journalists play an important watchdog role in our system.
And I'm sure you know from covering things in Rockford and, of course, here in Chicago as well, if the politicians or government officials otherwise don't have someone watching them, the temptation's often too great to cut corners or do things a little hinky, right? And that's the role of journalism.
Right. I think elected officials realize they do. Journalists play an important role.
I should say state senators locally present, notwithstanding, Senator. I didn't mean to impugn you.
No intent implied. But yeah. No, I think you're right. If there's not a spotlight on the process, if meetings are held without the watchful eye of a journalist, things can go wrong. And so I think they play an important role, and whatever we can do to shine the spotlight on government meetings and activities is generally a good thing.
So we agree on that, but here's the rub. What role is it of government to fix this?
You know, that's a fair question, and I'm not going into this with any preconceived notions. I just want to hear what task force members have to say. And if there's a belief that there's no role for state government in this issue, that's okay. There's no political agenda here. And, you know, some business models are already emerging. You know, nonprofit news websites supported by foundations and philanthropy have sprung up around the country. Sure. There have been partnerships between nonprofit groups and traditional media, which allow them to dig deeper and undertake investigations. I just think it's worthy of a discussion. People's access to news and local information should not depend upon their zip code.
We're talking to State Senator Steve Stadelman, a Democrat of Rockford. Governor Pritzker signed a bill that he introduced that would create this local journalism task force. Okay, so I understand you're going to listen to it. The report will come out a year, I think, from January. But pursue with me, if you wouldn't, some of the possibilities, because there is this mention of some public funding possibility. I'm not sure how that would work.
Sure. Let me give you a couple examples. Some solutions that have been considered by other states as they've undertaken this discussion include creating a fund to bring news and information to underserved communities, providing tax incentives to persuade media outlets to close these local news gaps that we talked about, and as you mentioned, more money for public broadcasting as well. And a lot of these advertising dollars have gone to companies such as Google and Facebook and these social media companies. Can we encourage news organizations to collectively negotiate on the distribution of their content, which is produced by local media? So those are some of the ideas I think I would like to see discussed.
So if there's no paper in Lincoln, Illinois, maybe providing an incentive for the paper in Peoria to expand to cover more of Lincoln?
Whatever that may entail. I mean, I think right now we're seeing cutbacks in newsrooms, fewer reporters on the beat. So if there are these underserved areas, what can be done to encourage media companies to expand the coverage, encourage hiring in the newsrooms, whether that's a tax break or just providing funding in some capacity. So I know the details are fuzzy, but I think it's still an interest that we have local reporters and journalists doing their job.
You know, I'm going to hit you with another one, then, the idea that maybe we're trying to protect the blacksmith shop in the time of the automobile. I mean, you know, anyone can hang out a shingle now with a internet connection and become a reporter or a public advocate in their town. Maybe, it pains me to say this, Senator, but maybe we're supporting something whose time has passed.
Well, I believe people want local news. They want to know what's going on in the communities. That interest will always be there. I think they just got to find a business model that works. And realistically, there's not going to be one fix. And you're right, business models have always changed in the media and will continue to change as technology evolves. But as someone in government, again, I just believe there should be an interest to ensure that everyone has access to that local news and information.
We're talking to State Senator Steve Stadelman. He's a Democrat from Rockford. You know, you also point out fairly that reporters have truly come under fire in a way like they've never have before, at least the last 100, 150 years. How would this task force address that?
Well, unfortunately, in the past few years, we've seen for political purposes, when someone's been under fire, that they turn their attention to the media and want to blame the adage is shoot the messenger, right?
Right.
And it's a convenient political talking point. And so I think we've seen some of that the past couple of years. And again, that's the importance that journalists have to continue to fight through that. And we need to realize the important role that they play. And it kind of bring up another concern that I had. More people are turning to social media and sites that gather news from all over the world for information instead of getting it from local media outlets. So while they not only are not aware of what's going on in the community, social media can spread misinformation, as we've seen the past year and a half with the pandemic. And I just believe traditional media can counteract that information.
All right, you've been a state senator for 10 years. You're a reporter and anchor in Rockford for, I think you said, 25. Have you ever gotten really ticked off at the press since you've been in office?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes, the news coverage doesn't always go the way you like, but I understand that's part of the process. When I was a reporter, I always took the belief that you kept trying, and I take the same attitude when you're in elected office. This news story doesn't turn off, but, you know, we need each other. We need local reporters to get out the information, and they need us to help get them the information as well. So it's a mutually beneficial relationship, and if it doesn't turn out the way you like it, you just try again the next time.
I guess asking a different way, has your view of the media changed since you've been in office? I mean, you bring a unique perspective in that you've served both.
Not really. I think I did a lot of political reporting when I was in media. I remember covering the Rob Blagojevich trial in Springfield. And so, I think I was aware of the process, so not that much has surprised me. I just have, as you mentioned, the interesting perspective of seeing it from both sides. I have seen how media has changed at the state capitol, for example. When I went to Springfield as a reporter, there would be dozens of journalists any given day representing outlets across the state. Now they're just a handful of journalists who report for all those outlets. So, you know, they do a good job, but the type of reporting has changed in Springfield the past 10 years
as
well.
Yeah, the more sets of ears and eyes and more pencils and papers down there, the better we are. We get varied sort of accounts of what's happening and better off arriving at the true story. Senator Steve Stadelman with us, a Democrat from Rockford. How's your map look?
Well, I think we're still kind of working through that process. So we'll see what ends up, and it's apparently in the courts right now. So, all you do is focus on your constituents and do your work, and whatever happens with whatever the map looks like, that's what you deal with.
Listen, I'm glad you're down there sticking up for local news. We could use it. Thank you very much.
Well, I appreciate your interest and your time.
State Senator Steve Stadelman, he's a Democrat from Rockford. You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News.